Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Generally speaking, we can be better, not just rushing the passer, but working together to impact the play or affect the quarterback better. Those two, as you guys know, I've said it over and over again, have to work in concert with one another. So that's really, generally speaking, the answer for you is overall it just needs to be better. To say it's just the rush or just the coverage or just this or just that wouldn't be fair, because there has been some times when the coverage was really good or the rush was really good, but they have to work together.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the defense and the pass rush and pass coverage. And I agreed with him about one observation from Thursday's game he made right after the game. Not so much that they forced the Dolphins into 15 third downs, which, you know, is a point. You know, they had to play on third down a lot, but they gave up 10 conversions. The Bills did, so tough night on third down defense, and that's a recurring problem going back to last year. But he made a point in postgame on Thursday about how effective Tua was getting out of the pocket and extending plays. And that is not something – I think it's funny. I saw – I'm not even sure why I saw it. Why do you see anything? Because we're on social media, and like whatever comes across our feed is sometimes what comes across our feed. Highlights of Tua from college. And him moving around was a thing. I mean, at least the clips I saw, like he looked really way more athletic than you perceive him to be in the NFL. Now, it's college, right? So you're not on the field with as many top tier, you know, not as many guys who are going to actually end up, you know, playing against you in the NFL. So speed wise, but man, he looked like more of a mobile this generation quarterback in the highlights I was watching of him from Alabama. I have a feeling the account that I saw this through was making that point. Like, notice how athletic he was in college. Since he's come to the NFL and suffered the head injuries, it's a very different dude. To the point where Thursday, I'd have to stop short of saying shocked, but very surprised at how effective he was getting out of there. When the Bills did win up front and get home, Tua made guys miss and got out of there very effectively and did not expose himself to any big hits. He really did a very good job. Maybe as good a job as I've seen him do in a while at doing that, because mostly he is, you wreck my first read and now I'm cooked. And he was very effective extending some of those third downs in a way that I wouldn't be surprised if that surprised the Bills. They were not expecting him to be as adept at doing that at this stage of his career, because it's just not something I feel like he's really known for or that I see him do a lot. In fact, when you see him do it, like last year against the Bills in Miami, he gets hurt. So that was something. Zach mentioned during the update the good news for the Chiefs. And hey, you know, who isn't in Buffalo, New York ready for good news for the Chiefs? I mean, this poor franchise, they've been so oppressed. Nothing ever goes their way. So, you know, what a godsend that they got some good news today. The Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, so disadvantaged. All right, I'll stop. Xavier Worthy back practicing in full. So That seems to point toward him being back for this week's game against Baltimore. We'll see. Zach made a point to me during the break that if they're rushing him. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to wish injury on anyone, but we'll see about that. He's not a big dude, that's for sure. That was the thing that I think when I was in here how hard do I want to go? When I was in here demanding that the Bills draft him in the draft before last, his slight build was the thing that most people that disagreed with me came at me with. You know, he's a little guy. He's not going to be able to go on scrimmage. They're going to be durable. And, you know, well, we'll see. I mean, he did get injured already this year. You know, friendly fire, collision with his own teammate, Travis Kelce. And we'll see how he holds up after coming back from this injury. It does. Does it not kind of stand out, though? Like, we know what the weaponry there looks, you know, compromised, obviously, without Worthy in the lineup, Rashee Rice suspended. Is it not at least a little fair to say Mahomes can't make that work? Like, shouldn't he be able to make it work with almost any? He's so great. Like, it's sort of a little bit mind-boggling that even without really high-end guys, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, we're at Everybody Eats over here, and the Bills are scoring their 30 points a game, and it's into a second year here, and it's early. I know, only three games, but it looks very much on track. They've had one of the greatest tight ends in the history of the sport playing for them. Admittedly, that's deteriorating, and it looks like maybe quickly. But I don't know. Is it unfair to expect? I wonder. Like, what is a guy in my job in Kansas City saying about Mahomes' inability to elevate the entire offense while they're enduring a suspension and an injury to a number one receiver, or at least a perceived new number one receiver in the absence of Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy? I don't know. I wonder how we'd be sounding here. You know, that definitely would be some people clamoring for more talent at receiver, like we always are. But I don't know. It's to Allen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Credit that he's making this work, and Mahomes isn't.
I mean, they did for a little while. Like Matt Verderam mentioned, they won a Super Bowl with Sky Moore catching passes.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, the running game. They can't get anything going on the ground. Kareem right. Hunt's taking carries now. Pacheco's kind of, his value seems to have been dipping, and that's sort of been the Bills get out of jail free card for the last 2 years, is that in random games, not even random, just in spot yep. games, James Cook kind of does everything, and Allen's like, oh, cool. I collected a game check today.
Right, right. Yeah, that is a huge difference. The Chiefs do not have any semblance of the run game that the run game might be the outside of having the monster freakazoid RoboCop at quarterback that they have in Josh Allen. The running game and their line might be like they are the drivers of that offense right now. And the Chiefs just do not have that at all. So they'll get Worthy back, presumably. If he's practicing in full, I would assume he goes. But, you know, Jalen Royals was a fourth-round pick. I'm making a point about drafting Landon Jackson in the third and he can't get a jersey. Royals was an idea that you could have liked someone here to supplement the receiving core. But, you know, nothing's really happening there for him yet. And as Mike has mentioned, they've been leaning on Tyquan Thornton. And I don't even know. Like, it's been tough times. And it just sprang to my mind here with Worthy, the news of Worthy getting back to practice, that maybe there's a lot of excuses being made out there. I don't know. Look, scoreboard, right? The mother of all scoreboards. I know, right? They've got all the trophies and all the things. A life that I want to experience, but I am fearing, is what this all sounds like after a championship. And the Chiefs have got three of them. Like, how hard, right? You just wait. The Bills are going to win it. Maybe they're going to win it this year. They're going to win it. And you are going to feel differently about me complaining about the right guard after they do. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. Like, I don't want you to not listen. I don't want to chase you away. I'm just telling you, it's a different thing once you cross that threshold. And I just, Chiefs fans might just be sitting around going like, whatever, I don't care. I'm still drunk from like the three parades. I'm all good. So I don't know. Just, Bears watching. 803-0550 is the number. We'll hit up a timeout here and continue along. It does look like we are expecting Paul Hamilton at 6. That was in question coming into today. But Paul's giving us the high sign that it's good. So we'll hopefully have that for you coming up at the top of the hour. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.